Hello.
I inserted a coin to continue playing, but stuff still happened. So what's up? DeepSeek is a whale of a time. Let's talk about AI, and also let's talk about the US just getting absolutely embarrassed. As far as marketing goes, AI and ChatGPT are effectively synonymous in America, and the creators of ChatGPT, OpenAI, just got a big investment from the new administration to the tune of like $500 billion. It's not like a direct investment, it's like a venture to give them support to do more AI things. But basically, we just put a $500 billion price tag on trying to improve AI while trying to position ourselves as the leader of the world in technology. Part of the efforts to make sure that we are the leader in the world is to sanction countries that we're afraid of, like China, and make it so that they have worse access to chips that are crucial for AI development. Except those sanctions kind of accidentally led to the production of a new breakthrough AI from China that beats the hell out of OpenAI. And it's open source, which is hilarious, because OpenAI is entirely about selling subscriptions to their software. So DeepSeek AI, they are a Chinese AI research company that's funded by just like a dude who was like, we've got this hedge fund money, let's just pour it into AI, whatever. Like, whereas OpenAI has massive giants like Microsoft and Oracle behind them, this is just a dude with a hedge fund. Granted, it's a hedge fund, it's not like it's a small thing, but there are other AI companies in China that are backed by massive names like Tencent and ByteDance, and this is still exceeding them. So what the hell is this? Essentially working within the constraints of not having top-of-the-line chips to work off of, they just amassed a bunch of less powerful chips and found a new way to do training to be more effective on those chips. The result is an AI that works kind of like ChatGPT that is more effective and just kind of beats it in every metric. It's cheaper, faster, takes less energy to run, it's more accurate and more capable at math. And it's just out there for anyone to use. And while OpenAI is like, nah, you can't have our secret sauce. So this has Silicon Valley abuzz. They're all like, oh no, how did this happen? It must have been the black people. Yes, they're going after DEI. That is their excuse for why they just got absolutely trounced. They're like, well, clearly China got ahead because Silicon Valley is doing too many DEI initiatives. Because they have exactly one line and can never face their own inadequacy. To be clear, tech and AI especially are horribly dominated by men. Just absolutely dominated. I'm talking like abysmal levels of representation of minorities and women, like 20% or less. And so efforts that have been going on to say, hey, maybe there are more people who can offer something to tech besides Nepo baby white dudes, that's been viewed as an attack on them. They're like, oh, my divine right. My divine right to have this job is under jeopardy because someone else might get it. And I don't actually fit in a meritocracy. They will shout meritocracy till the cows come home. I think that's how that phrase works. But they're just mid is the problem. So we got to get rid of all those others. Anyway, one other note about this, and just to drive home how embarrassing all of the AI stuff is. Sam Altman, the head of OpenAI, one, never actually got a computer science degree, and two, carries around a backpack that he claims has like an AI doomsday button in it. Like, if something goes awry, he presses this button to shut it all down, and he's the one in control. It's so lame. And when I went to go look up articles about this thing, if you search about Sam Altman's backpack, all you get are AI-generated articles talking about how Sam Altman is a genius. It's very whack. Anyway, DeepSeek R1 is like number one on the App Store right now, and this is just a funny moment. Maybe next they'll open source a backpack for us all. Let's talk about policy. Oh, as a reminder, I am not going to be talking about moment-to-moment updates about everything that comes out of this current fascist's mouth. That is not helpful. That doesn't do anything but raise your cortisol levels and scare people further. I don't think that there exists a person out there right now who has heard this man talk and hasn't made up their mind about reality. Instead, I'm going to be focusing on telling you about what is actually happening, like material changes that matter. So here we go. The first one is a subcommittee for subcommittee subcommittees. During the previous congressional session, there was a bipartisan, it was just like a Democrat thing, bipartisan-led endeavor to investigate the January 6th riots and be like, hey, this is not a thing that should have happened. And here's the information as to like just how bad it actually was. Quick reminder, there are weapons caches found around DC. It was a coordinated effort by militias. They were trying to actually overthrow the government, like in favor of Donald Trump. God, I still can't get over that people are in favor of Donald Trump, of all people. Quick aside, I guess, like, what? This man, I've spent my whole goddamn life watching this man get lambasted for being a terrible businessman and horrible liar. How did we end up here? Anyway, subcommittee. The January 6th subcommittee from the last congressional session ended, and they were like, here's a bunch of footage you didn't see before, and here's a bunch of stuff you didn't know about before. And now, in this new session, they're making another January 6th subcommittee to investigate that January 6th subcommittee and try to, like, prove that they were wrong to prove the things they prove. Real cool. Real cool. Next up, the Justice Department has said if you are tired, poor, yearning to breathe free, get bent. They have directed that any legal service that receives federal funding must stop helping people at immigration courts. So people who are seeking immigration to the US are now stuck trying to fill out forms in a foreign language with no legal counsel, while also we're actively trying to deport them all. I want to note the US Constitution, Article 6, does ensure the right to an attorney, but that only counts for criminal cases. Speaking of mass deportations, they're happening. Now, up front, people are really trying to do a gotcha about how, like, Obama and Biden also deported, like, tons and tons and tons of people, millions. There is a difference in the method that does matter, but also doesn't really, because fuck both of them for also doing all those deportations. But if we put that aside and accept that everything is kind of a sliding scale and gray area and whatnot, there's a big difference here, which is that they are intentionally going after as many people as they can in a shock and awe fashion and treating them like hardened criminals, shipping them on military aircraft in handcuffs. And so some of the countries that have been receiving these flights are like, hey, what the fuck? Like, you're sending military cargo craft to our airports filled with citizens who are handcuffed. These are migrants, not criminals. And so the Colombian president sent back one of the planes and was like, nah, we'll accept them when you send them here with dignity. To which Trump then said, well, I'm gonna put tariffs on you and also clear out your visas and also add additional scrutiny to all Colombian citizens coming through customs. Real normal, just things that are normal. The Colombian president actually sent a really good clapback letter to Trump that I highly recommend you go read. I've linked it in today's newsletter, but ultimately reversed course and started to accept the flights. My read of the situation is that these other countries are not happy about this. They are loudly signing to the rest of the world like, hey, this is really happening and this is how they're doing it. That's not okay. But something they don't want to do is just play further with the lives of these citizens. We're not talking about an empty airplane being sent back and forth. We're talking about human beings with lives being rounded up and shipped back and forth, and they don't want to contribute to that. Now, I also want to say that the use of military aircraft to do deportations is absurd, one, and two, far, far more expensive than civilian aircraft. Any deportation is expensive and we shouldn't be doing it. But using military aircraft and time to do it is an insane waste of money, especially because we're using it to get rid of people who power the economy and pay taxes. Again, undocumented people pay taxes. Anyway, I want to clear something up. I want to talk about a thing that I didn't know, and now you can know from having not known. There's a stat out there that the Trump administration really, really liked as they were campaigning, and they are putting it everywhere they can, which is that a vast majority, like over 60% of US adults, approve of mass deportation. I remember seeing that stat and just my heart, it took a long time to recover. Here's the thing. I wholly disagree with deportations going on, really at all. I don't believe that it makes any sense to consider a human being to be illegal on planet Earth. But if we try to get into the mindset of people who are being asked these questions, I can understand someone who is hearing a ton of anti-immigrant rhetoric, they're scared, they're confused, and otherwise don't have a lot of time to pay attention. And so when they're asked, do you support the deportation of undocumented migrants who were convicted of a violent crime? They'll probably say yes. That is the full survey question. undocumented people who have been convicted of a violent crime. If you just say undocumented people, the support for mass deportations plummets down to basically just the Trump base, which you're never gonna get below that anyway. So yes, there are more people than there should be who are in support of any notion of mass deportation, and that's gross. But it's not the average American just wishing that all brown people were being deported. It feels that way, because they're loud and terrible. And it doesn't matter what citizens want, because the administration that's now in power is doing the whole deporting everyone, regardless of what anyone wants. They're also especially targeting blue areas, places that did not vote for this policy. There was a raid in New Jersey recently that was a warrantless raid on a private business where they were like, hey, we think you have undocumented people here. They detained American citizens under suspicions of not being American citizens. New Jersey voted overwhelmingly against this policy. They didn't want this. And it's starting there. Now, it's for shock and awe, but it's also so that people in red states who did vote for this can see it on TV without it actually impacting their local community and economy. At least not yet. Like, it's gonna happen soon enough, but right now, they're getting their PR. That's all they're getting. And that's all they need to manufacture further consent for more. Anyway, I'm spiraling. If you want a no-nonsense way to keep up with the movements of the Trump administration, I highly recommend checking out the Associated Press's Campaign Promise Tracker. It's just like a grid of the things that he said he would do and what he has done in those spaces, if anything. Last thing for policy, Doge. It's just rebranded USDS. The USDS, the United States Digital Services, was established by Obama to fix the healthcare.gov website. Remember that whole fiasco? They essentially were like, we should probably have some people in the government who are not absolutely terrible at programming. So they hired on some programmers, they fixed some stuff, they stuck around, and they started doing like more digital upgrade stuff. Now, with Trump, the Department of Government Efficiency that Elon Musk is supposed to head is literally just that with a different name. The executive order verbatim just renames the existing USDS. So what this means is that the Department of Government Efficiency is less about slashing $2 trillion from the government, like they said they would, and more about, like, upgrading some software, maybe. We'll see. Like, they're going to do as much destruction as they can regardless, but it's mostly just IT. Now, of course, there's also the executive order that tries to state that everyone is either male or female, and haha, the executive order accidentally classifies everyone as female, technically, because they don't know anything about anything. None of that matters. The impact of the executive order trying to erase trans people, that does matter, because it's more fuel on that fire. But the whole, like, wording of the bill and, like, you know, whether or not it's accurate, not something to dwell on. They don't care. The people who they're trying to please got the message. So, yeah. Reminder, never try to gotcha a Nazi. They don't care. Hey, this takes a lot of work. And I really, really, really appreciate that you all are supporting me doing this. It means the world to me. If you want to take it a little further and continue to support me more, sharing this, huge, helps a ton. But you can also sign up for a paid subscription at skh.news, starting at $5 a month or $50 a year. Or you can check out my merch store, merchfrom.dev. There's stuff that you can purchase there to look real cool and support me. I've also got a Patreon with a ton of backlog of, like, bonus content and whatnot. I just recently posted the January Q&A video. It's a long one. So, you know, there's that. I hate plugging even my own stuff. So that hurt. Let's move on. Corpo Watch. That was my, this one has an intro theme. Hey, remember when Walgreens and Target and a whole bunch of other companies were like, hey, there's too much shoplifting going on. That's why we're raising our prices. So we're going to start putting all this stuff behind locked doors, but only in places with high black populations. That little ditty? Well, now they came out and they're like, well, fuck, that was a bad idea. Because it turns out when you put locks on things that people want to buy, they buy less of it. So the Walgreens CEO on an earnings call was like, yeah, we done fucking goofed. Oops. Meanwhile, at Netflix, you better get your Arcane in now because they're raising their prices. Again, right after announcing record subscriber numbers between the whole no sharing passwords thing and live sports events like the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, which, why? Record subscribers, record subscription. Lightning round. Y'all, we got rid of the murder hornets. They're gone. After Elon did his very obvious Nazi salute on stage in front of the entire world to see, A bunch of communities on Reddit have decided to block any links to Twitter/X. Rolls-Royce is part of a contract to build a nuclear submarine for England to the tune of £9 billion. The currency, not weight. Better be a nice sub. A January 6th rioter who was pardoned by Trump was arrested basically a day later for outstanding gun charges. And finally for today, Colorado's Supreme Court has ruled that although the elephants in captivity at the Colorado Zoo are indeed majestic, they can't have lawyers apply for petitions for their freedom because they're not people. They didn't have a trunk to stand on. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and your own anti-AI backpack. My name is Endeavorance. I'll be back on Monday. Take care and be well.